We started last week on a study of the Christian graces found in Peter's letter to the church. How many of you remember, you've already got that look. Oh, he's going to ask. I know he is. How many of you remember what those graces are? Did you look this week and did you study them a little bit to remind yourselves of all eight of those graces? I won't put you to the test this week. Nancy's got it written down. Whatever you need to do to memorize those eight characteristics, add your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, add your perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, you can memorize those. If I can do that, you can do that, I promise you. It's not that hard. But once you get it, you have it. It's like a lot of scriptures that we talk about and we repeat over and over and over and over, and we know that it says something like that, but we can't put a finger on the words exactly. What did Jesus say in John 14:1? You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. And he continues by saying, I go and I prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. You can remember those things. That's like building on your faith. You build a word vocabulary in ways that means something to you. Whatever it takes to do, we talked about last week with a couple of guys, word pictures. You can do a study of word pictures. And for whatever you want to memorize, you can make a word picture that relates to your mind that word you want to remember. If you're taking a test, if you put the letters 1 through 10 on a board or on a pad, and if you make a word that rhymes with something you want to remember, 1 would be the word run, 1, run. 2 would be the word zoo, 2, zoo. 3, tree. 4, door. Those are just ways of memorizing things. You know, and you associate a word picture with the thing you want to remember for number 1. If you want to remember football for number 1, the first thing you want to remember, you see 1, run, that's your keyword, 1, run. Football is the one you want to remember. You can have a word picture of somebody running with a football. You see how that works. So next week when I ask you what was number 1, you can say football, because you remember the association. Okay, you can go through the alphabet, you can go through the numerical numbers as long as you want to go and come up with rhyming words that will cause you to remember things to add to your vocabulary, building on what you already know. Now, I only said that to say faith is like that. That's the founding block. That's the foundation stone of our faith, of our salvation, of our belief system, of our Christianity. Without faith, what does the Hebrew writer say? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He goes on to say, for those who would come to him must believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's worth remembering. That's worth putting into memory those words, because they're vital to our Christianity. That's why I want to go through the study on adding to our faith all those other characteristics. And we'll take each one of them. We're going to talk about faith tonight. We'll take each one of them individually over the next few weeks. And hopefully you'll come out of this with some memory of what these virtues are, but more than that, how important they are to you individually. We talked this morning about Christianity as an individual thing. It's your Christian life. It's not mine. You can't live my life, and I can't live your life. We can't please God for one another. So it's going to take individual doing it in all diligence, as Peter said, about adding these virtues to our faith with all diligence. Diligence means stick-to-itiveness, steadfastness, keep on keeping on. Now let's take a look at faith. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter on faith that we refer to a lot, he gives us a definition of faith in the very first verse. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, or things unseen. That's worthy of memory too, because it means so much. A lot of people think that faith is just a blind leap in the dark, don't they? Well, you just have faith. You don't have nothing real to base that on. You just kind of have a faith that you say you have. And they don't trust that kind of faith. Look at Hebrews 11, verse 8. It says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went not knowing where he was going." That's like leaving here and trying to get to New York without a road map. Oh, that's like leaving your house and I'll say, after a couple days, I'll call you and tell you where I want you to go. Well, that's not easy, right? Well, just head west and I'll let you know where you're going about 3 days from now. That's what Abraham did. He left based on his faith in God's promises that he'd received this land, land of promise. Later on, he trusted God in receiving that with faith that he would be the father of nations at an old age. Total trust, total faith in God's word, God's promises. By faith, he obeyed. That's the key is the first few words. By faith, Abraham obeyed. In verse 9, it says, "By faith, he dwelled in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents." This was an intense situation for him. Y'all didn't catch that, did you? Okay.
We just didn't want
him to marry. Okay, fine. "Dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited." Listen to verse 10. "For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." He dwelt where God sent him as a foreigner in a foreign place, knowing that this is not the end of it. In other words, God said, "Abraham, go." Abraham went. God guided Abraham to go to that promised land. When he got there, he dwelt there as in a foreign country. He knew that wasn't his ending place, because verse 10 says he was waiting there in those tents in that promised land. He was waiting for a city with foundations that God has made, not this physical city or physical place where he was dwelling in tents. You see it? All that he did by faith. Without that faith, he would have never made the first move out of Ur, where he came from. Without that belief system. Faith is the substance of things unseen. Abraham didn't see that city with whose foundations come from God. All he knew was what God told him to do. Faith is the evidence of things unseen, the evidence of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Some of your translations say it's the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things unseen. Conviction takes what? If I'm in a courtroom and I'm being prosecuted for a crime, if I'm going to be convicted, what does it take? Evidence. You're going to have some evidence against me to say I'm guilty of that crime. If you don't have any evidence, a jury by law cannot convict me. Circumstantial evidence, real evidence, doesn't matter what kind of evidence. It could be bad evidence, but it has to be some kind of evidence. You can't just go in front of a jury and say, "Okay, fine, you're guilty." It don't happen. Evidence or conviction of things not seen. That's what faith is. Faith is demanded of us, secondly. Ooh, that's scary. But it is. Look at Hebrews 11:6. We just talked about it a minute ago. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So what does that say? If you kind of turn that around and look inside that sentence, to please God, you have to have faith. Can't please God without faith. Right kind of faith for the right reasons based on the right information. Can I please God by having faith that he does not exist? No. That's what I say. It takes the right information to gain the right faith, or it's no good. We have to have the right faith based on the right information, based on the trueness of heart in order to please God. It's the underlying element of salvation and service. Without faith, would there be any salvation? Without faith, could you even believe that there might be salvation down the road? Without faith, all that makes no sense. Without faith, the service that we give, without faith, Abraham never would have given what service he gave to God. He became the father of nations because he had faith. He was diligent in it because he had faith. Growth requires faith. This whole series is about growing in the knowledge of our Lord. Without faith, do we grow in it? I don't know. We wouldn't have any reason to grow in the knowledge of Christ without faith, right? Wouldn't make sense. Faith is so very strongly conditional to our Christian walk. And I think a lot of times we don't get that. We don't spend a lot of study time on faith. Just sit down and go through. See how many times in your Bible, other than Hebrews 11, how many times in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, do we read the word faith? Like I've said before, if God says it once, it's important. If he says it more than once, it's real important. If he says it a lot of times, you can't even gauge the importance of it. Because faith is conditional to all things Christian. Let's look at a couple of verses. You know what Romans 10:17, Joe's been asking in Bible class in the mornings on Sunday mornings about certain verses. Where do you find such and such? Or where do you find so and so? We ought to, every one of us, know what Romans 10:17 says. It simply says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's an easy verse. But how important is that easy verse? Faith comes by hearing. It's not a blind leap in the dark, don't know what I'm doing kind of faith. It comes from God's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Somebody says, oh, you just got a blind leap in the dark faith? Nope, not without this. Faith doesn't happen. The faith that pleases God. What about John 20, verses 30 and 31? We read those this morning. Let's go back and look at them together because I don't remember what they say exactly. John chapter 20, verse 30. Jared wrote those this morning for us. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written. In other words, the things that John wrote about the miracles Jesus did are written in this book that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, or the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Do we realize that word believing has to do with faith? That's the same issue. Let's use the word faith in place of believing in this verse. Truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may have faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that having that faith, you may have life in his name. How important is faith? The right kind of faith. Without it, everything else goes out the window in your Christian life. There's developing faith. This is what we're talking about in the series of adding to our faith. Without these other virtues and other characteristics, other parts of our human character, our Christian character, faith stands alone. That's dangerous. We can have all the faith we want to have. How much does virtue play in obedience? First characteristic we're going to add to faith is virtue, right? Add to your faith virtue. The foundation building block is faith. We're going to add virtue to it. Without that virtue, what kind of behavior could we have? We could believe in God all we want to, believe in the Bible, believe in the book, but without virtue, and we'll talk about it next week, without virtue, faith stands alone. And that is dangerous because we're not guided by righteousness. That has a lot to do with virtue. Maintaining our faith. All these other characteristics that are added to our faith help us maintain. The word perseverance comes in play. What does perseverance mean? Steadfastness. Keeping on, no matter what. No matter what somebody says, you don't lose your faith, you don't lose your virtue, you don't lose any of those other characteristics. You persevere. All those words, without them, the others don't make a lot of sense. Without them, the others are not complete. So that comes into part of maintaining virtue. Hebrews 3, the Hebrew letter at verse 3. Let's go back and look at that just a second. Hebrews 3 at verse 12. We need to guard against the sin of unbelief. If we're not diligent about adding these characteristics to our faith, we stand the chance of falling away in our belief. Or as he puts it here, the sin of unbelief. He says, beware, brethren, in chapter 3 and verse 12, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Without perseverance, our faith may pretty soon or at some point down the road be not as strong as it should be. And we can fall away from God because our faith gets weakened because we don't persevere. See how all these work together? Faith is a foundation. Is the words all comes together and everything is added to that faith. The display of faith, we know that we need to, after hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, those conditions of obedience, confessing Christ, repenting of our sins, being baptized, living a faithful life until death, all those things are a display of our faith. That's the very beginning of the display of faith, isn't it? Hearing and obeying. Then it's living for Jesus after that. We can have all the faith we want to have, but if we don't show that faith, if it's not perceived by somebody else, it might be doing us some good, but there's a little part of our faith that's lacking because it's not being shown, that light's not being shined to the rest of the world. Didn't Jesus say you're the light of the world? Light serves a purpose. It displaces darkness. If our life is not being exhibited as Christian life, that others can see it, how much darkness are we displacing? You see? It's all important. Seeking God's kingdom first, Matthew 6:33. Trusting His promises, John 14:1. We mentioned it a minute ago, in my Father's house are many mansions. Do you trust that? That's your faith. And then we behave according to that faith. That's just some of the things and some of the reasons why faith is important. As a matter of fact, the song Jared chose tonight is Trust and Obey. How perfect is that for this lesson? Trust. You trust Him because you have faith. Believe in God. I have faith in God and His promises. Therefore, I can trust Him because I have all this information here that says everything He ever said was true. All His promises came to fruition thus far. Are there promises yet to come to fruition? Sure. That's why they call it faith. One day there won't be any need for faith. There won't be any need for hope. Love is the greatest of these, Paul said. That's your lesson for tonight. The song is Trust and Obey. Do you trust Him enough to obey Him? Not just in coming forward to obey the gospel, to be baptized, but obey Him with all your life, with whatever you do. Let it control your life day in and day out, not just on the Lord's Day, but on every day. If you have a reason to come forward tonight, do so. Don't. You know, I think a lot of times somebody has a thought maybe to come forward to get something off their chest or get something requested of the congregation for assistance or prayer. If that's the case, don't hesitate. Don't wait. Do it while we stand together and while we sing. When we